All week long on KALW, we've been playing you this sound.
These are all sounds that you could actually, in reality, hear here. And it's just to tune in your sensitivity to the environment around you.
We asked what you think it is and where in the Bay Area it's from. KALW's Martina Castro brings us the answer.
The corner of Columbus and Lombard has got to be the noisiest corner in all of San Francisco. I'm hearing the cable car go by right now. There are buses full of tourists, cars, and people walking by. But if you listen really closely, you can also hear sea lions in the distance, church bells, the parrots of Telegraph Hill, and even the voice of Lawrence Ferlinghetti. That's because I'm standing under the awning of the new North Beach Library branch. It's the site of sound artist Bill Fontana's newest installation. It's called Sonic Dreamscape. It's an homage to the sounds of North Beach, but you really, really have to listen for them.
The volume level is subtle. It's not designed to overwhelm the sound on the street, but rather to kind of merge in and out of it, so that if a very loud truck or cable car or bus goes by, the sound sculpture pretty much disappears.
Fontana is an artist known around the world for his sound work, but this piece is close to home. He created it with recordings he's been collecting over the 16 years he's lived in this neighborhood, just two blocks from the library.
Now we have a fairly intense moment. And this, you know, and you're hearing some sounds from a cafe. That band that softly went by is the Green Street Marching Band. You may hear a fragment of Lawrence Ferlinghetti. These are all sounds that you could actually, in reality, hear here.
Michelle Jeffers lived in North Beach 20 years ago, and she distinctly remembers these sounds from her morning strolls.
Shopkeepers, like, opening up their shops on Grant Avenue and saying hi and just being the, you know, speaking in Italian to each other in the sort of the old welcoming neighborhood.
Jeffers works with the San Francisco Public Library, which teamed up with the Arts Commission to bring Sonic Dreamscape here. The North Beach Library is in a new building, and Jeffers says it serves a special purpose.
This is one of the most densest neighborhoods in the country, and we looked at that when we were building this to make sure that we were providing a place that people could come, because many people, you know, need that space, that additional space, which the library becomes an additional living room for them.
Sonic Dreamscape will be the soundtrack of that living room for years to come. The installation is a permanent part of the building. But Bill Fontana says it will change as the street sounds around it evolve.
Because more and more electric cars and hybrid vehicles are going to be on the streets, and a lot of the really noisy sound elements of traffic are going to sort of become much quieter. So actually, over time, this work will become more audible.
That's the hope, right?
Yeah.
And do you think you're in some way preserving certain sounds? Like, you do, are there any sounds that you think you will disappear?
I hope not. I mean, I think because San Francisco is going through such gentrification, and you know, and some neighborhoods are sort of starting to lose their character, like Valencia Street. I hope that doesn't happen to North Beach.
Really pass over.
Fontana says these sounds represent a way of life, and that is what he truly hopes to preserve.